I was just wondering, how common was it for children to continue once they ordained at such a young age? How common is it, was it for them to actually make it to adulthood and stay in the robes still?
Pretty rare. Adolescence is tough everywhere. great foundation, though. So that's the thing in Thai culture, that ordination's never really been seen as something that you should, you have to do, you're expected to do all of your life. It's something that is, it's noble and worthy, but it's also, again, this pragmatic view of, it's not easy. So that when somebody is able to do it, then so, oh, great, sadhu. When it's not possible, they want to leave, then it's not looked down on. It's not considered shameful in any way. And oftentimes, like doing temporary ordination is seen as a kind of a requisite for maturing in the culture, so that again, this is a different culture. So, and especially in the old days, and if you hadn't taken, been ordained during your childhood, growing up as a young man, and then you're an adult and you want to get married and you haven't ordained, and the family looks at that and they say, I don't know, it's not very trustworthy. You know? And the idiom that they use is not ripe. It's not ripe, not mature. It's different perspective. But certainly within it's not strange to take ordination and then to leave again. It's more the exception when somebody is able to stay. And even Ajahn Chah left when he was an adolescent. Can't remember, he was about 17 or so, and he left for a couple of years. And when he was 20, he went back. It's not a strange thing. To me, it's quite a wonderful addition to a cult, an option in a culture.